Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation. Like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her. 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match. And get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Happy Cinco de Mayo, America. Hope you are celebrating at your nearest Taco Bell. Eat a chalupa and think about America. Good to have you with us today. Also, more importantly, today is the National Day of Prayer. And I know at this very moment in the noon hour, many Americans are gathered in church houses, in public squares, outside of City Hall, in parks. And they are gathering for a moment of prayer to pray for the nation. And Lord knows we need it, America. Lord knows we need it. So if you want to know about a prayer event in your community, I would just suggest Googling it. You folks in the Memphis, Tennessee area, I know that you can find your locations over at kwamradio.com. So go and check all of that out. Hope you're doing good today. And Grace Baker, do you have big Cinco de Mayo plans? Gonna get yourself a taco or a burrito?
Maybe. I'm on a diet, so I probably shouldn't.
Well, you can get a diet taco.
That's true. Was that like half a taco?
Pretty much. Yeah. So whatever they drink on Cinco de Mayo,
you can get a slushy. Otherwise known as a margarita.
What about a fresca? I'm a big fresca guy. Yeah. So is that that sounds Cinco de Mayo-ish.
What about the, is it Topo Chico, the soda?
I don't know. I know enough Spanish to work my way through the Taco Bell menu.
That's all you really need, right?
That's pretty much it, to be honest with you. All right. Grace, I need you to leave the building.
I
need you to step outside for the next little while because you are a newlywed. You are a good church-going girl. You, woman, you are.
I'm an adult.
Innocent,
yes.
And pure. And you don't need to hear what we're going to be talking about.
Well, I have to hear it because I had to print out all these stories for you. I'm scarred.
So I'm just, we've got to talk about Madison Cawthorn. It's the naked humping elephant in the room, if you will.
Oh.
And we need to have a conversation about this young man, a clearly troubled young man from North Carolina, from the hills and hollows of North Carolina. And I'm just going to tell you, folks, that this young man is doing things that would make people on a National Geographic special blush. I mean, it's that bad. It's that bad. We can't even post the videos. Normally, I tell you folks, go to ToddStarnes.com. See it with your own eyes. But ladies and gentlemen, if I share this video, this latest video starring Madison Cawthorn, porn star, you would gouge out your eyes.
I think we'd get put on that National Prayer Day list for sharing that.
Yeah, I just can't do it. I cannot bring myself to doing it. So we've posted a link to it so you can watch it for yourself. I'm not sure why. I can't even barely describe what's happening. But apparently this young man, a good church-going, homeschooling young man, good old American, an Abercrombie and Fitch guy, was seen on video humping someone butt naked in a bed. Humping a young man in a bed. That I'm not making this up. I will describe it as best I can. This is from the Daily Mail. It shows 26-year-old Cawthorn, who, by the way, Cawthorn says, well, I was young and immature. That was his excuse. Mr. Cawthorn was seen screaming and chanting as he started thrusting against an unknown man's face. Now, it was reportedly a cousin, but it turns out to be a friend. So I guess that makes it better, I guess. Is that just a smidge? Are we a teensy weensy bit? Okay. I got this video yesterday, Grace Baker. One of our staff sent me this video. And I was in the line, as I normally am at that hour of the day, at the Chick-fil-A on Germantown Parkway.
Mm-hmm, the Lord's Chicken.
The Lord's Chicken, the official chicken of Jesus. I'm standing in line. People are singing praise and worship songs. It's Chick-fil-A. And people are praying over their meal. And I'm just standing there. And I get this, Todd, you've got to watch this latest video.
And you're thinking, oh, maybe it's a funny video. Maybe it's pro-life Spider-Man again.
I love little cats. You know, the little cats doing whatever they do in the videos. For some reason, now Instagram is sending me all those videos. I don't know.
Saying you need to get an animal.
So, not a cat. Anyway, I'm standing in line. The people are singing worship songs. Children are frolicking. I think there are a couple of nuns and a priest there. And it's just a very religious experience. Everybody's jovial, in a great mood. I have a bad habit of having my volume turned up high on my cell phone. So as you can imagine, I want you to imagine the scene in the Chick-fil-A yesterday, Grace Baker. Do we have Amazing Grace? Can we just find some Amazing Grace audio? I will drag
Why
this
you
out.
Have to do it with the song that has my name in
I've
it.
I've got to set the stage here. I've got to set the scene
worse.
For you, Grace Baker. So, I mean, this horrible video that it's terrible. So we're standing in line. It is packed. And by the way, the drive-through is, even though I don't know what it's like at your local Chick-fil-A, but, you know, the lines back up onto the roadway, causing traffic jams. And then you've got all these people on the line. Everybody was hungry for chicken yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Always.
When we get Amazing Grace, just start playing it. Is this Amazing Grace? Oh, here we go. This is Amazing Grace. So imagine this. This is what's happening in Chick-fil-A. It's a worship setting. And all of a sudden, Todd Starnes looking down at his phone, and there's a Madison Cawthorn video. And I play that, and all of a sudden, as Amazing Grace is playing in Chick-fil-A, oh, baby. And people are staring around. The nuns are, like, shocked, and I'm horrified. Thank you, Kyle. That was what we call an audible in the business.
I'm just going to go throw up.
Grace,
now.
I can no, now I have to find a new Chick-fil-A to go to. That's how bad this video was. People are like, what kind of a pervert is standing in the line at the Chick-fil-A?
All I got to say is, you know, I saw Madison Cawthorn trending on Twitter. I just clicked on the hashtag and all that, and it just popped up, like, in the comments. And I was like, whoa. And, like, 0.2 seconds later was like, I've seen enough. Thank you very much.
I don't care if the guy is your cousin. There's no reason to be doing that on national television or in somebody's bedroom. Or on my smartphone. We have sullied the Liberty University studios. Shameful.
And I don't think that stain's coming out.
No,
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Get me a wet wipe. So
you're going to need a lot of wet wipes.
So here's my question, and it is an honest question. What the hell is going on with you people in North Carolina? Why aren't you demanding this guy leave office? I mean, do Republicans have any values anymore? Do Republicans have any morals anymore? Are we at a point now within the Republican Party where you've got a guy, and by the way, what this guy, if this guy wants to have relations with his cousin or his, I don't know, uncles or aunt, that is his freaky, creepy business. But when you're going out there and you're making accusations that Republican leaders are engaged in orgies and snorting coke and then admitting that you lied about that, guess what, pal? Guess what? They're coming after you. They're coming after you. But shame on this young man. Clearly troubled. The guy is 26 years old, and he's done stuff that got Sodom and Gomorrah turned into what? Salt in the middle of the desert. No, that was Lot's wife. Anyway, you get the point. very unnatural things going on in Madison Cawthorn's household. But again, that's his own business until he makes accusations that other people are doing what he is already actively engaged in. And based on all of the things that we have seen, from Madison Cawthorn grabbing the staffer's crotch to Madison Cawthorn wearing the lady's underpants, I pray to God that this guy is doing drugs, because that's the only reasonable explanation. Right? I mean, what kind of a normal, sane, sober person would be doing garbage like this? Not to mention the times this guy has been pulled over for driving without a license, trying to get on board the airplanes with guns. Any of us did that kind of stuff, we would be in jail. And you're, Todd, how dare you speak of a Make America? This is a Trump supporter. Who do you think? I knew it. You're a liberal. No, I'm not a liberal, and I'm not some freaky deaky ding-dong person. I don't know what that means. I just got carried away in the moment. But you know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Do we not have any standards in the Republican Party anymore? Really? This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. And shame on the local Republicans for not marching on Madison Cawthorn's offices. Well, they can't do that because he closed them all. But they need to be marching somewhere demanding this guy be removed from office. He's disqualified himself. Now, don't get me wrong. What you do in the privacy of your home is your own business. But when you're out there representing the people and you're making unfounded accusations against your fellow lawmakers, trying to smear and slur your fellow lawmakers when you're, in fact, the one engaged in that behavior, yeah, I got a problem with that. And I don't mind calling it out. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent. Don't care. I do not care. But what I do care about is what kind of a message this kind of garbage sends about who we embrace as Republicans. This is unbelievable and pretty darn shameful. I don't want you to see that video. I don't want you to watch it because it's that horrible. And by the way, that's not the only bad stuff about to come out. There's just more stuff coming. And Cawthorn is defending all of this. He's saying, well, these are all just attacks. It is a drip, 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 slow drip of attacks. Woe is me. I'm the victim. When you take your pants off and you get into the bed with the male friend and you start shooting porn videos, you stop being the victim. You're the one who, you were not forced at gunpoint to participate in this activity. That's on you. And he can claim victim status all he wants to, but he opened up the door when he started attacking good, God-fearing Republicans who are just up on Capitol Hill trying to serve their constituents and not get themselves a job on Fox News Channel or the porn channel. 844-747-8860. I just want to get that out of the way because we got a lot to get through today. And this is a big story everybody's talking about within the Republican world. And folks, there's really no need to. This guy's disqualified himself from office. Let's move on. Find somebody who will represent America, represent that district, embrace conservative ideals, and move on. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. ToddStearns.com is our website. We'll be right back, America.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008, those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. Grace, I just stepped into the newsroom a few seconds ago, and the staff, having a raging debate, our managing editor, Caleb Park, who, by the way, is a Fox alum, one of our great journalists in the country. And so we were trying to figure out, is it buck naked or butt naked?
Ooh.
And I know, you know who I know would know that. And pretty much our Georgia contingent of listeners would know the difference. If it is it buck naked, B-U-C-K, or butt, B-U-T-T, naked?
I like butt naked.
You see, I think that is the new variation, but I think the older variation was, in fact, I don't know, buck naked. But I do know that naked, N-E-K-K, there's a difference between naked, which is what you do when you get a shower. You get naked. But if you're getting naked, N-E-K-K-I.
You're streaking.
No, you're doing something that'll get you put on the church prayer list.
Well, yeah, streaking.
Yeah, you're doing something very inappropriate. So anyway, the headline up at ToddStearns.com, butt naked. Cawthorn admits humping friend in graphic video.
What words, a headline.
Words I never thought I would see on ToddStearns.com. But there you go, America. There you go. And by the way, Cawthorn says that he is being blackmailed and he's not leaving the race, which is what? In a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah.
So someone sent me a text message, Todd, you know there are more videos coming out. And I'm like, yeah. And they said, well, do you think they're going to leave the really bad one? They're going to release the really bad ones now. Wait until you see what happens the day before the election.
Oh, no.
So anyway, we don't, you know, it is, well, we do judge on this.
Judging him on this one.
Madison Cawthorn needs to get himself down to the church house.
Yeah, he
That's
does.
What needs to happen to old Madison. All right, 844-747-8868. Can we please stop talking about this story? Joe from Ellijay is on the road. Joe, where are you driving to?
Todd, I'm in Virginia having a great time, and I went through North Carolina last week, and there's a tremendous amount of people came up to me and say they love the Todd Starnes show. So you're very popular, and I don't know how many radio stations you have in Virginia. I'm here right now, and you're very popular in both Virginia and North Carolina, and I just want to tell you that. And also, I want to urge everybody to go see the 2000 Mule movie. I think that'll shine a lot of light on what happened in the 2020 election.
Joe, I was invited down to Mar-a-Lago last night for the big red carpet event and was not able to get down there. And I will tell you that it is a jaw-dropping documentary. And people, you're right, people need to see this. There is no doubt, we haven't talked about this in a while, but there is no doubt that the election was stolen. There was election fraud. The problem was we were not able to prove it. The evidence was not there. And I think this documentary takes a very important step towards the evidence. Why that evidence was not presented in the courts, I don't know. But it's a fascinating documentary, and I would encourage everybody in our listening audience to get a copy of it. You'll be able to see it online, I believe, in a couple of days now. So, Joe,
yeah, I think it was out yesterday, May the 4th, and it'll be tomorrow, May 6th. But everybody ought to watch that. But Todd, you're very popular I'm sure you're popular in many other places besides Virginia and North Carolina. But you're very popular. Of course, when somebody mentions to me that they love your show, I say he's a great guy and he got a great super talk show, and I'm proud to be able to call into your great show and appreciate all you're doing, my friend.
Well, you're kind to say that, Joe. Hey, look, got to watch the speed limit going through Virginia. They will pull you over, Joe. But so safe travels, my friend.
Well, I will. And keep up the good work, Todd.
All right. Joe from Ellijay on the road. Let's go to North Carolina. Keith, listening to us on the talk station. He has a theory about Madison Cawthorn. All right, Keith, I'm all ears.
Well, first, I promise not to sing again.
Thank you, Keith.
I don't want to hurt everybody's ears. And secondly, you know, maybe he's seeking the woke crossover vote.
Well, that's an interesting theory. So you think maybe he's misbehaving like this to get the Democrats?
No, maybe he's releasing the videos himself so he can get their votes too.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess it could be. I mean, that, you know, I wouldn't put anything out of out of the realm of possibility these days. All right, Keith,
got to run for a break.
Keith, God bless you, and thanks to all of our great listeners down there at the Talk Station in Moorhead City, beautiful area of the country. Hey, look, coming up, big debate, town hall debate last night on Newsmax in Pennsylvania, and I was not all that impressed with Dr. Oz. You know, that's Trump's guy there. You know who I was impressed with? A lady by the name of Kathy Barnett. And we're going to play some audio from her remarks. She's got an amazing story. African-American lady, could be the second black senator, Republican senator, in the state house or in the U.S. Senate. We're going to get into that. Would like to get your thoughts on Dr. Oz, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, I'm Todd Starnes. You know, I really enjoy taking vitamins, but I hate swallowing all of those pills. But that's just how it's been since the 1930s. There's just one problem, though. Studies show taking supplements in pill form don't work all that well. You don't absorb most of the nutrients, and vitamins you can't absorb are a waste of money. And that's why I've made the switch to Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell is the next generation of dietary supplements, a delicious-tasting ingestible gel. It's like eating a blueberry dessert. And Healthy Cell gives me more than 165% more absorption than pills. My favorite is the Healthy Cell REM Sleep Packs. I take one of those gel packs before I hit the bed, and lickety-split, I'm sleeping like a baby. So take my advice. Switch to Healthy Cell and fuel your brain and body with great-tasting nutrition. Visit HealthyCell.com, and my listeners get an exclusive 20% off your entire first order at HealthyCell.com. Use code Todd at checkout. All right, folks, good to have you with us today. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. We're getting some reports that outside of the Supreme Court building, they had barricades, but now they're putting up this unscalable fencing, and it looks like some sort of an armed fortress, leading a lot of people to speculate that the Supreme Court may be going ahead and releasing the Roe v. Wade decision, or rather the court decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade. There is a lot of speculation about violence, not just in Washington, but all over the country, as these Obama minions, remember it was Barack Hussein Obama just a couple of days ago, the professional community organizer who told people to get out there and march in the streets. And that is code, as we all know, for burn it down. Burn, baby, burn. That is Barack Hussein Obama's code language. There have already been riots in Los Angeles. A police officer was left injured. There was a lot of damage, and I suspect there will be more in the coming days and weeks. So we'll keep you updated on that story. Meanwhile, Geraldo, who was born Jerry, but, you know, I'm not making that up. He was Jerry. Jerry Rivers or Rivera, whatever. Geraldo and Greg Gutfeld went at it on TV. You got to hear this.
When you go anywhere on social media, it's something to celebrate, to cherish, right? The unborn, to shout.
That's baloney. That's baloney.
I'll give you evidence.
The wire hanger stuck up their privates, trying to get what?
The unborn child.
Come on,
the unborn child becomes
before Roe.
This is exactly what I expected. They bring out the old coat
hanger. You are arrogant.
Go for it, Geraldo. Come on, keep going.
Okay, Joey.
Make it a fool
on
of yourself.
On this.
Don't you? You know something?
What?
You insulting punk.
Okay.
Oh, what? Am I your new
Joey,
Bongino?
Go.
If you want that role,
Joey, go.
Jeez, Alou. That's Fox News nowadays. That's very unpleasant. I liked the Five back when Beckel was there. And Beckel was, he was a liberal Democrat. He was an old school liberal. But at least you got along with Beckel after hours. You know, you could pal around with him. And Beckel was an old curmudgeon. But this guy, Geraldo, Mm-mm-mm. You might remember, we've got some audio. This is Geraldo and the pundit dude. Bongino is his name. Let's play that audio.
Going to dinner with a police CO captain doesn't... I'm not suggesting you are. I'm just saying that, you know, you don't understand
don't start minimizing my experience.
Geraldo, can you shut up for 2 seconds?
I'm a half a century.
Listen. Geraldo,
can you just be quiet? You try to undermine the foundation of my
Geraldo. Geraldo,
I'm an expert witness tonight.
Just keep talking. Let him talk. Then we'll let you guys go back and forth.
I'm tired of this guy. He never shuts up.
Dan,
he's always got something to say.
I just want to ask a question here. Maybe this is an insensitive question. Do people really listen to that? I mean, are you guys? Do you guys watch that every night? I mean, it's a full hour of yelling at each other and really not getting a point across. Is that what now qualifies as compelling, fair, and balanced conversation on Fox News Channel? I mean, and it's not just on Hannity's show. Now it's at The Five. You know, and the whole concept, I remember when they were coming up with the concept of The Five, and it was basically an after hours, hey, we put in a hard day's work, let's go down with your pals to the local watering hole, and you sit around, you just talk about whatever the crazy stories of the day were. That was the original concept of The Five. And you might have, you've got the smart one, you got the funny one, you got the hot one with the legs. By the way, on Fox News, I'm giving you a little secret here, Grace. This is how things used to work at Fox. The woman with the prettiest legs, the anchor with the prettiest legs, always sat on the end of the table. So they actually had a camera that was dedicated for what they called the leg shot.
Why am I not surprised?
So if you were, and it's very clever how they did this. But they would, when they would go to break, that leg camera would swoop, would swoop in, and you would go to camera on the leg.
Ay.
That's what they used to do at Fox, but it worked. I mean, Fox clearly has a lot of viewers that like that kind of stuff. So,
no comment.
Leg men, I guess. So anyway, that was, and then you had the liberal, and you had the smart. So again, it was just kind of a mix, and that was the whole thing. And it was not meant to be like this philosophical discussion, like NPR. Paid for with your tax dollars. It was just, hey, it's 5 o'clock. Let's chill out, have a good laugh, maybe get a little riled up here and there. But that just sounds mean-spirited. I don't know. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Joe Biden is getting some pushback, by the way. Biden, when he was talking about Roe v. Wade, he actually... He took a turn when referring to what the Democrats call the fetus or the clump o' cells, and he actually called the unborn baby a child, and that's really raised some eyebrows up on Capitol Hill. Peter Ducey over at Fox asked Jen Psaki about this. Cut one, please.
So another one about abortion. Why is the president talking about the judgment to choose to abort a child?
Well, the president's view on a woman's right to make choices about her own health care is well known, well documented, well stated.
He said abort a child.
I understand, Peter, but what I'm telling you is what his position is.
Well, no, the president told us what his position is, dear. That's not your job. We know what the president said. You need to explain why he changed his view on that, or if, in fact, he did change his view on that. Little Red Lionhood was on rare form. We got a lot of audio from yesterday. And you know what? Let's play. I want to play cut number two. This is a brilliant question that Ducey asked.
And to follow up on a question earlier, does the president think the leaker should be punished?
Again, that's up for the Department of Justice and others to determine. What our focus is on is not getting our distracted or our eye off the ball of what is most important to people across the country here, which is not the leak and the story of the leak. It is the fact that women's health care is at risk for millions of people across this country.
But it's not. Again, she's lying. Little Red Lionhood, ladies and gentlemen. She knows, we all know, that if Roe v. Wade is in fact overturned, that just sends the issue back to the states. So there are some states that have laws in place that will be triggered. So, for example, here in the great state of Tennessee, where we believe it is a sin to kill unborn babies and kill people in general, we have a law in the books. And as soon as Roe v. Wade is overturned, guess what? Abortion is illegal here. That means if you want to go kill your baby, you got to go to California to do that. Or you got to go to New York State to do that. But you're not going to be able to do that here. Unbelievable, the lies coming up. But this is who these people are.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
In November of 2020, the Democrats are up to no good. They were planning to pull off the greatest scheme of election fraud never before seen. They didn't think we would catch them, but we did. Find out what they did and how they did it in the new documentary film called 2000 Mules. Directed and narrated by renowned filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza and executive produced by Salem Media Group with research from TrueTheVote.org. 2000 Mules tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election. You'll see the actual video surveillance tapes. You'll see how he tracked their cell phones to box after box as they got paid to carry out this illegal scheme. Watch the movie and decide for yourself. Attend a limited release premiere of 2000 Mules on May 2nd or May 4th. And check your local listings and get your tickets today at 2000mules.com. That's the number 2000mules.com. Again, 2000mules.com. All right, Grace Baker, interesting story here from Cape Coral, Florida. Beautiful little town. Trafalgar Middle School, that is the name of the school. And there is a teacher there who got fired. She is an art teacher. She was having a conversation just the other day about being a pansexual. And this is the conversation she was having with the children there at Trafalgar Element or Trafalgar Middle School. And she was explaining to the children what a pansexual is. Now, before we go any further, you know, what we do here on this program is we educate America. We believe that someone listening to this program will, in fact, increase their IQ level. But you have to listen for a sustained amount of time. So you're going to be learning, but you're not going to be getting all of this philosophical gobbledygook. No, no, no. You're going to get like practical hands-on stuff that's important to live life. So I want to explain to you, before we go any further, I want to explain to you about pansexuality. And this is important because a lot of people might think pansexual, wow, this woman has an unnatural attraction to cast iron skillets or stainless steel pots. And Grace Baker, that is not the case. So there's nothing freaky going on in the kitchen.
So the food is safe. Good to know.
More or less, but I would still bring your own, preferably in Tupperware. So, or Ziploc. You know, nothing can get in or out. True. You never know. So anyway, this teacher, her name is Casey Scott, and she said that the students were curious about her pansexuality, and I would be too.
I'd be like, what does that mean? You know, just like, wait, a pan what?
Is it just skillets or, you know, is it like, you know, deep dish? What? We don't know.
Give us some details here.
So pansexuality basically means you like everything. It's kind of like gumbo. You throw everything into a pot in this case, a pan. So that's what, and again, folks, this is not something that God created. This is something Facebook created. So it's all, you know, there
well,
you go.
Well, I thought that's what being, you know, like when you're, so you're not just attracted to guys and gals, you're attracted to everything.
Your pots, pans, cats, dogs, trees. Shrubberies, I don't know. She may be a tree hugger. So anyway, and look, it's America. If Miss Scott is attracted to, I don't know, a colander, then have at it, lady. But that's your business between you and God, not your middle school students.
Just make sure it's your colander, not someone else's. Don't ask your neighbor.
Okay, can I borrow a colander, please?
No, don't give it to her.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What goes between you and your colander is your business, but don't involve mine.
Very well said, Grace Baker. We got to put that on a T-shirt or something. So anyway, she told the students, and then the kids were like, oh, well, I'm non-binary. I'm gender neutral. I mean, like all these little middle school kids.
They're like, oh, that's cool. I want to be special.
And so then the teacher's like, all right, kids, let's get together and let's make flags. We're going to make flags celebrating your sexuality. You're freaking 11 years old. So the kids are making their little transgender flags and gender fluid flags and two-spirit cisgender flags. Maybe there was another pansexual. I love skillets. So I don't know. But they made these flags. The parents got wind of it. And all you know what breaks loose. And God bless the school district down there in Cape Coral, Florida. Because they took a look at what's going on. And they said, all right, here's number one. You're collecting all the flags and you're going to throw them away. And we're not going to be putting up with that nonsense. And I think we've got some. Do we have the audio? Do we have that news story? We maybe not. I don't have my list in front of me. But we've got the audio on TonSterns.com. And it's unbelievable because this teacher now thinks she's a victim. So the school district said, you've got no business being anywhere near a public school classroom. And they fired her. So now she is out of a job. The teacher says, a lot of the kids came up to me and said, oh, well, I'm non-binary. Pardon me, but that's a load of crap. Not a single kid in that class did that. She goes on. Well, another kid said, I'm bi. One kid said, I'm gay. I don't believe it. I think she was trying to groom those kids. Why else would you sit down and have a conversation with a bunch of 11-year-olds about your pansexuality? And by the way, what's up with the hairdo? You know, Grace Baker, have you noticed on the Libs of TikTok page all these freaky-deaky people in the classroom that are trying to groom the kids? They've got the purple hair, the green hair, the pink hair, the whatnot.
Todd, it's to match their personality. If the rest of them are out there, why wouldn't their hair match that?
You look fabulous.
I mean,
fabulous.
I've seen some people pull off some crazy hair colors, but I don't really get the hot pink and the bright blue.
Well, I don't either. So all that to say, good for the school district here. Good for moms and dads. You guys were paying attention. And that's what you got to do. You got to pay attention to this kind of stuff. Anyway, the school teacher, she's out of a job. Oh, and she's actually married to a man. I guess that it's very confusing. So why would you express those kinds of things to the children in your classroom? Can I just say, why are teachers talking about gender and sex anyway? That is a conversation for moms and dads to have with the kids, not the teachers, not the educators. So good luck, Ms. Scott. She's now looking for a job. I might recommend, I don't know, Williams-Sonoma in the kitchenwares department. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. By the way, we've got a great radio roundtable coming up. You're going to want to stick around for that. Lots of great conversations coming your way. Also, we're going to be talking to Michelle Woodhouse. She's running against Madison Cawthorn in that contentious congressional district race in North Carolina. Let's go to the phones. We have Tom in Salem, Oregon, KYKN. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hi there. God bless you. I had this thought a couple days ago, and I was waiting to call in for you. They need to put online all these teachers' lessons plan. They all have to make a lesson plan, what they're going to do that day, you know, and show the principal or whoever, and they need to show all the parents, what the hell's going on? Put their lesson plan online and what books they're using, where they're getting their information, and let's put an end to this.
Tom, I like this idea. And not only that, I think we ought to put cameras in the classroom so that moms and dads can log in, and if they want to, they can watch what's happening in that public school classroom.
Right, absolutely. That was my second thought, to back it up. If they don't do it, we're going to put cameras so you can see what's going on and hear what's going on. So just our regular security cameras, and Yeah, with the view starting at the back of the room, going so we don't even have the kids' faces in there if they're all lined up as it used to be.
Tom, I love that idea. And look, my thinking here is if you're going to put body cams on the police officers, let's put cameras in the public school classrooms. It's all about safety. Tom, God bless you. Thanks for listening to us on KYKN. Folks, thank you for hanging out with us. We got another hour, 2 hours, coming up, 844-747-8868. You can also reach out to us on our website, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Hope you're doing great. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are very happy that you have decided to hang out with us today. A lot going on across the country. By the way, just a reminder, we're helping some kids out in Virginia. Got in trouble because they were wearing T-shirts that said, Pray for Ukraine. And we're selling some T-shirts. We keep none of the profits here. We're helping these conservatives support young conservatives in Ukraine. And we have some great T-shirts over at our website, toddstearns.com. And I would encourage you to go check that out. It's going to a great cause. And, of course, you can also pick up a copy of my latest book called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And we are a grassroots kind of an organization, right? So we're not one of these big corporations. And people have been genuinely shocked at how successful this program has gotten since I left Fox News. And typically, whenever you leave a place like Fox, that's it. You really don't, you know, that's the pinnacle of your career. And then you're sort of, you know, heading towards retirement. Well, I'm nowhere near retirement age. And I knew what I wanted to do. And when I left Fox, bought this radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM, the Mighty 990. And we reached out to a lot of our affiliates who were with us at Fox News. And most of them said, you know what, Todd, where you go, we go. We're not tied to the Fox brand. We like what you do, and we want to go with you. And I got to tell you, that really meant a lot to me, because we've built a lot of friendships and partnerships and relationships, and our audience right now is maybe twice, if not three times, as large as it was when I was at Fox News Radio. And I get calls all the time from folks who have since left Fox, and they call me and they say, how did you do it? What is the secret sauce? How did you succeed after Fox? And the answer is very simple. You got to work your butt off. You got to surround yourself with great people, and you've got to be loyal to your listeners. And we do that every single day on this program. We try our very best to bring you an entertaining and informative show. You know, when Rush Limbaugh was back on the air, One of the things that I really appreciated about Rush was the entertainment factor. You know, it was a fun thing to listen to. Yeah, we get riled up and, you know, whatever, but it was fun. And we try to do that on this radio show, and we're adding more stations, you know, by the week, and we're very honored and thankful for that. And we take nothing for granted here on this program. So when we have these, you know, these conversations about what's happening in the country, and by the way, welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. When we have these conversations about our website or the books, our newsletter, these are things that we just want you to have. Now you got to buy the books, but you know, the newsletter and the podcast especially, and we've launched on Spotify, so you can listen to us on Spotify now. We do that free of charge. We have sponsors that cover all the cost, and we just want to do that for you so that you can have access to this information. Because I know a lot of people are asking, they're nickel and diming us to death in the conservative world. And I don't know if you've seen this in your emails and on Facebook, but everybody's asking for a buck for this or that, and it adds up. You know, Grace, I was, I'm debating cutting the cord, for cable. It sort of comes with the package deal, so it doesn't make sense to cut it.
Sure.
But if I didn't have that package deal, I would cut cable in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, I don't have cable.
No need to. But then I've realized that the subscriptions that you have for this and that, it actually is cheaper to get cable now.
That is true as well.
Which is why I think a lot of people are cutting things like Netflix.
Yeah, I think people are just making their decisions. They're like, you know, I don't need four different streaming services. I'm going to cut it down to two.
And CNN's in a world of hurt because they thought they would get in on that, and they realized right away. And look, Fox News, and maybe things have changed over at Fox Nation, their OTT platform. I don't think so. But they were expecting, when they launched, they were expecting 1.2, 1.3 subscribers right out of the gate. And I can tell you that that number was
way off the mark.
Way off the mark. And part of the argument, and really part of the strategy, was we're going to make it difficult for people to unsubscribe. So we'll just keep getting their $5 or whatever a month.
Sneaky, sneaky.
And I know how to unsubscribe, and I'm still getting charged.
What?
I'm still getting charged for Fox Nation.
You don't get the alumni discount.
No. No, and that was the running joke, is that nobody in the building got a free subscription. I know it was a huge thing. It was, maybe I'll say that for the memoirs.
Might be
but
a good
it was
one.
Crazy. Let's go to the phones. All that to say, thank you for supporting us, and we appreciate it, and we love it. I was out walking at Shelby Farms, which is my park of choice in Memphis. And I was out exercising yesterday, and a guy comes barreling over and says, "Man, I love that show." And I said, "Well, thank you very much." So and we kept on walking. Let's go to Steve in Central Arkansas, wants to weigh in on Fox News. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Todd. I was listening to what sounded like a WWE promo you were running on the Fox News people there, and it reminded me of something I've thought for a long time. Probably one of the most, in my opinion, one of the smartest and most articulate people on Fox News actually is a professional wrestler instead of a professional journalist.
Oh, is there? Do they have? I haven't watched it in ages. Who is that?
Titus.
Oh,
he is a guest a lot of times on Gutsville's show and everything.
Oh yeah, that guy's a liberal. Yeah, I know who you're talking about though.
Well, no, he's not really a liberal.
Trust me on that one, Steve. Yeah, I worked with the guy.
Well, maybe in real life he is. He doesn't come across as one on TV.
Fair enough. And because they do get paid. I mean, there are people that get paid to be conservative. I love the old school days back when they had Hannity and Combs. I thought that was a great show. You know, the O'Reilly Factor. And I never did understand Greta's show. She always just seemed out of place on Fox News. And even Megyn Kelly before she went woke. But now Megyn Kelly is back to the way she used to be, and her popularity is exploding.
Yes, I listen to her podcast quite regularly. I think she has a good show.
Mm-hmm. And of course the old Hannity and or the old Fox and Friends. So. before, there was somebody before Gretchen, and I thought Gretchen was a massive mistake. She was just not a very kind person, and you need to be a happy, kind person if you're going to be doing the morning show. But there was, I know somebody will remind me who it was before Gretchen was there. So I went through, there was Gretchen, then Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and then they settled on Ainsley, I believe. So, but there was somebody before Gretchen. Steve, got to run. Appreciate the call, and always good to hear from our Arkansas listeners. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to play some audio from this debate last night. There was a Senate debate in Pennsylvania. A lady by the name of Kathy Barnett. She is a fascinating person. She was born and raised without electricity on a pig farm in Alabama. And now she's running for the U.S. Senate, African-American, incredibly pro-life. And I want you to hear her pro-life commercial that she just produced. It is unbelievable. Check this out.
I grew up in southern Alabama, very rural, one-stop sign town called Nitchburg. Getting ready to go to college, I decided to go into the Army Reserves, but I had to go get my birth certificate, mainly because the name was different. The name I had always grown up with was Nelson, but then come to find out there was something completely different on my birth certificate. Clearly, I could have done the math and realized just how young my mother was when she gave birth to me, but it was never something that truly resonated with me until I looked at my birth certificate for the very first time and just kind of studied it. Her gender, they called her a Negro girl, and that was the first thing I saw, and it just kind of grabbed my heart. But then I saw her age, and she was 12. And that just really struck a chord in me because I realized just how young my mother was when something so horrible had visited upon her. Even to this day, it's a very hard word to say, but my mother was raped, given her young age at 11 years old, my father being 21.
They was hurt. We was all devastated. But my mother said, you know, you're pregnant, so we're going to get through this. And she helped me get through it. I don't want to use the word choice. She was going to be born. I didn't have a choice to say, you're going to live, I'm going to abort you. That wasn't a choice for me. And I thank God it wasn't a choice for me.
As a child, I knew no difference. I was loved, and I felt loved. It gave me a greater appreciation for my mother. It helped me to forgive a lot of the mistakes someone at that age, having gone through such trauma, would have made in their own parenting. But it definitely made me become very adamant about the sanctity of life, of all life, regardless of their conception, regardless of how they arrived, that I am valuable, I'm worthy, and my life has purpose. Before the foundation of the world, God saw me and he decided that I would be. And he said in his word that not only did I see you, but I called you, I predestined you. And so as a Christian, I believe in the value of life, that when I was in my mother's womb, he was knitting me together. Even among Christians, even among staunch conservatives, an exception to the rule of being pro-life for many is in the case of rape. And yet my life has value. From me has come two very beautiful and charming and smart kids, married to a wonderful husband. We've made a life for ourselves, and none of this would have happened if the exception to the rule had applied.
Regardless of how old you are and how the child was conceived, that child deserved a chance. And if I had made that choice, where would I be at right now without my daughter?
the hardest struggle for my mother, or the hardest thing for her to overcome. I think it's just the effects of the trauma itself. And that is why I think it's so important to help people understand that the trauma has already been inflicted. The child should not be inflicted with the consequences that squarely belongs on the one who inflicted the trauma. You have to be able to see the difference. Aborting me would not have eased the trauma that my mother suffered. Aborting me would not have allowed me to be in a place today where I can now take care of my mother.
It's just amazing to see them grow up. Regardless of how my life started out, I'm blessed.
I'm not left with bitterness. I'm left with overwhelming sense of gratitude that not only did God see value in my life, but that my family saw value in my life. I'm very grateful for that. I'm eternally grateful that they chose to allow me to be born.
And there you go. All the yelling and the screaming and the people marching in the streets. Here you have a 50-year-old black woman now running for the United States Senate, seeking the Republican nomination against Dr. Oz, who is pro-abortion. And this woman would not be standing there had her mother aborted her. That is the story here. And that is a powerful story. And I say this because Fox News now says that most of you, most of this audience, you believe that the Supreme Court should let Roe v. Wade stand. Fox News Channel, they have a poll out. Do you think the Supreme Court should overturn Roe v. Wade or let it stand? According to Fox News Channel, 63% of Americans say let it stand. This polling data is actually being promoted. The Fox News poll is actually being promoted by the White House to defend their position. So my question is that true? Are you one of those people, or are you pro-life? Pro-abortion or pro-life? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Fox News Channel says most Americans believe it should be okay to abort a baby. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Just because our parents are getting older doesn't mean they don't have lots to do. They might just need a little help. At Care.com, you'll find people who can take them to appointments and events, help pick up groceries and cook great meals. Whatever it is they like to do, the right caregiver can help. And since everyone at Care.com is background checked, you can be confident that you're getting support from someone you can trust. Find qualified, local senior caregivers for your parents at Care.com.
All right, let's get right to the phones, America. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Germantown, Tennessee. That's my town. Murph on the line, listening to us on the mighty 990 KWAM. Hey, Murph, what's up?
Dr. Starnes, always a pleasure. Coming at this abortion question from a public educator standpoint of view, number one, after teaching 18-year-olds senior high school girls, why in the world would a young woman believe anything Mr. Wonderful has to say to her when they're alone? Because all he wants is one thing, and you know what that is. Second thing, from a public school educator standpoint, I'm in the kid business. I like kids. We need more of them. And aborting an unborn child is the ultimate act of a bully. Next thing, a woman's going to get rid of her child if she wants to bad enough. She's going to find a way. Why on God's green earth should you and I and Grace Baker and everybody else out there foot the bill? Why are taxpayers' dollars used? because that makes us guilty in the eyes of the Almighty.
Well, and Murph, let me jump in here. Maybe as a, I know you're a longtime educator, it seems to me that we've gone from teaching a don't do class to a how-to class, which has led to this problem that the country's in because the statistics are very clear. 1% of abortions are because of rape. Less than 0.5% are because of incest. So this is really a matter of convenience. That's what we're talking about. You got about 20 seconds.
Exactly. Why would a so-called liberated, intelligent woman believe anything that some meathead is telling her because all he wants is this, that, and the other? So pass that on and take care.
And daddies, if you got daughters, buy a shotgun. Merv, thank you, sir. Put the fear of God in those young men. You got to. That's dads. Come on now. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. ToddStarnes.com. We've got some amazing stories for you to check out today, folks. Got to get to the website. We'll be right back, America.
Because our parents are getting older doesn't mean they don't have lots to do. They might just need a little help. At care.com, you'll find people who can take them to appointments and events, help pick up groceries and cook great meals. Whatever it is they like to do, the right caregiver can help. And since everyone at care.com is background checked, you can be confident that you're getting support from someone you can trust. Find qualified local senior caregivers for your parents at care.com.
All right, folks, I don't mean to bring unpleasant news to you during the lunch hour. I know many of you are enjoying that delicious King Cotton bologna sandwich. By the way, Grace, do you have a particular favorite brand of bologna?
No, just fried.
I've never really asked that question. Oh, wow, I didn't know you liked fried bologna.
That's the only thing I'll eat.
Well, you know, here in the Deep South, that's a delicacy. It's much yes. like whatever they eat on the boardwalk. And we'll ask Harry Hurley about that in a matter of moments. But it's like a, I don't know, a piece of, like pizza, the thin crust pizza, the thin slice
mm-hmm.
in New York City.
Yeah, but, I don't really like bologna unless it's fried, maybe.
Well, you got to go to Central Barbecue. Try the barbecue bologna.
Yeah, I have not tried that yet.
Incredibly good, but best of all, the best kind of bologna, thick slab, fresh Mississippi red tomato. Get some white bread, slather some Duke's mayonnaise, a little salt and pepper. That's all you need.
Sounds good to me.
But that's not what the controversy is about.
Uh-oh.
And I apologize for digressing for a moment here. Travel Leisure Magazine has released the best beaches in America, and not only is the list Florida-phobic, there are hardly any Florida beaches. There's nobody from the Redneck Riviera on the list.
Wow.
And then I realized there's nobody on the list from Virginia or Atlantic City, New Jersey, and I thought, who better to talk about this with than our good friends from WRVA and our great affiliate in Richmond, Virginia, Jeff Katz. Jeffrey, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Todd.
And from WPG, the home of the Miss America pageant, as well as our great friend Harry Hurley's hometown, Harry Hurley.
Todd, hello, and hello, my longtime friend Jeff. Great to be with you.
Harry, I'm going to start with you. So Travel Leisure, creating a bit of a controversy, among the best beaches in America, someplace in Vermont, which doesn't make any sense, and Coney Island Beach. And I'm not quite sure getting stabbed is, I'm not sure that's, maybe that's a benefit on the beach. I don't know.
Well, I respect the survey. Atlantic City usually makes the list. For example, Capriccio Italian restaurant where Todd has dined, the number one casino restaurant in America. But we couldn't make the beach list. It is Atlantic City beaches, though, are one of the last free beaches that there are. So that's a real positive. And as you know, these things are subjective, and you don't know exactly what goes into it. Perhaps Atlantic City as a casino mecca of the East, somehow that might not bode well for the beach component or evaluation. But Atlantic City beaches are beautiful. It gives us a competitive advantage. Jeff knows the area very, very well. It gives us a competitive advantage against any gaming jurisdiction in America. So we'll take what we've got, that beautiful boardwalk. First boardwalk in the history of America was the Atlantic City boardwalk. The Atlantic City beach is fantastic. It didn't make this list, but we're still doing just fine.
And Jeff Kantz, you guys have Virginia Beach, which is a great beach town, a great hotel there, right there in downtown Virginia Beach. And I love your beaches.
I'll tell you what, I'm actually kind of happy to hear that we didn't make the list because it'll keep people away and let them stay where they are. But, you know, Harry's right, though. He talks about the beaches. We're talking about South Jersey. Now, I grew up basically in North Wildwood, New Jersey in the summer. So that's just it's about an hour or so south of Atlantic City. Cape May County beaches, Atlantic County beaches are beautiful, but yeah, honest to goodness, if they're listing Vermont, let all the pinheads go to Vermont. Good luck finding the beach.
Fantastic.
I love it. I love it. And here's a little bit of trivia. You know, the Stearns family, we have a branch that lives north of the Mason-Dixon line, and several of them were actually members for many, many, many years of the Atlantic City Beach Patrol there. So they were lifeguards and keeping folks safe and yelling at kids to get out of the water.
Another thing about Atlantic City area, and I know that Jeff Katz knows this, the Van Dyne lifeguard boat and the Van Dyne family are legends from Ventnor City, one city over from Atlantic City, where I spent a good portion of my lifetime. That boat that is copied all over the country developed right here by the Van Dyne family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were all about that. My gosh, I mean, I guess there are political issues going on, but, man, I'm loving this little stroll down memory lane, guys.
But
we
guys,
could talk about Core Brothers Custard at this point, couldn't we, Harry?
We could, in both Atlantic City and North Wildwood.
That's right.
But you haven't lived until you've been down on the Redneck Riviera and stayed at the Pink Porpoise Hotel and Motor Inn. So those are good times down in Mississippi. So, guys, I do want to make a pivot to politics. Last night, huge senatorial debate there in Pennsylvania. President Trump's pick, Dr. Oz, was on center stage. But when you look at the president's pick so far, I mean, he's 55-0, guys. And Harry Hurley, I think the lesson here is when Trump gives you the endorsement, you're pretty much guaranteed a win.
Well, just about. I think it's going to fail in one example, but it's not a failure of the president. I think that Brian Kemp is going to beat David Perdue, and watch how the Democrat. I know, Jeff, I want to wash my mouth out with soap for saying it, but I think it's going to happen. But President Trump did that anyhow, because most anybody listening would do it too. Georgia really let him down when they signed on to that consent order crap and completely changed what would have been about 3-5% declination of bad ballots, no signature verification, all these things. It went from 5% declination to 0.3 or 0.4. So it's a very big bone of contention. So I believe he endorsed Perdue because of his distaste for Kemp, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him one bit, but I'll tell you what, we better get together after that, or Stacey Abrams is going to be the governor of Georgia, and we don't want that.
Jeff, but let me jump in here. Harry, we're looking at polling data, I think 4 or 5 different polls, and it shows Kemp up by, 20 points, 30 points in some polls.
Yeah, he's going to win.
Yeah, Perdue's just a bad candidate. Great guy, good heart, bad candidate. And Kemp, because of his policies, undoing the China virus mandates, that's what's going to give him another shot at this. Jeff Katz, again, looking at the power of the Trump endorsement, even Mitt Romney is now conceding Trump is probably going to be the guy, the nominee in 2024.
Absolutely. I mean, you take a look around the country, and I know, Todd, you and I, and I'm sure Harry, have some concerns about J.D. Vance and where he really is and where he really isn't. But I think the headline that I saw yesterday or the day before said something like, Trump's endorsement means more than Biden's. And I was drinking coffee, which was dangerous because now all over the wall. It's like, are you? Of course it does. I think Harry's probably right in Georgia. And as you said, Todd, David Perdue, wonderful guy. I think in the past he's been a pretty efficient campaigner. I don't know if his heart was fully in this. I don't know what the answers are. But, you know, even if you rack up 56, 57 and one, that's not a bad record.
Oh, my gosh, no. And where is the first Biden endorsement? You know, they're talking about, remember, until this Indiana and streak that he just had with J.D. Vance et al., and 33-0, 22-0, 55-0 in total, they were writing and they were reporting on all the Democrat, media sites that Trump isn't the face of the GOP. Trump's endorsement doesn't mean what it used to. So now they see these 55-0, but so they say nothing now. And watch. Right. When he loses Georgia, though, it's going to be like all over the Super Bowl.
Oh,
that's right.
Absolutely. And by the way, Tim Ryan was asked yesterday about getting Biden's endorsement, and that guy was like running away from Biden like he was Kamala Harris.
He became paralyzed. Oh, it was delicious. He didn't know what to say, just stammering, stuttering, and eventually said, well, I don't need surrogates like J.D. Vance. I'm going to win this myself. That's code for Biden's not coming.
Absolutely. And let's be honest, guys, even if Biden were there, would Biden know he was there would be the question that I think a lot of us would be asking, you know.
Fair question. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friends Jeff Katz, WRVA, our great radio affiliate there, and also our great friend Harry Hurley from WPG in Atlantic City. Harry, you wrote a really powerful op-ed explaining the issue regarding the Supreme Court leak and what it's going to mean for people in New Jersey, for example.
Yes, and also I bring up the comparison, why is this not an insurrection? You have the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the Majority Leader of the Senate, and we could just keep going. Every top Democrat is trying to overturn the result of a co-equal branch of government's decision. We've had violence with a police officer hurt. We have a very high, unclimbable fence surrounding the Supreme Court for the first time in history. I want to know why this is not the equivalent of the January 6th, if we're going to call that an insurrection, that I say this is an insurrection.
You know, Harry, it's interesting. I raised that same issue a few days ago. Rolling Stone took me to task and said, how dare you guys call this an insurrection? This is apples and oranges. But I'm with you, and I thought it was a brilliant observation. Co-equal branches of government. What's good for the goose, good for the gander.
And they didn't even make the decision yet. And they're
right.
At least the other decision was made, and they thought it was wrong. And sought remedy. This is trying to affect the decision to get America all violent and ginned up. And I'll tell you what, I'm afraid somebody already is hurt. I'm afraid more people are going to get hurt over this. And, of course, they then have to say that LGBTQ students won't be able to be in the classroom and that contraceptives won't be allowed between married people. I mean, they're unhinged right now.
And to that point, Jeff Katz, to that point, we've got a story just posted up on our website where a journalist actually suggested on Twitter for assassinating conservative Supreme Court justices. That individual has now been fired. But this is a very real concern.
It absolutely should be, Todd. And, you know, one of the things that's so disturbing about that is that that journalist felt comfortable doing it in the first place. You've got a group now which has released the home addresses of the justices who seem to concur with Justice Alito's opinion in this working draft. And it's a dangerous, dangerous time. I think it's absolutely disgusting that we now have this giant fence around really this temple of justice, the Supreme Court. And everybody gets a fair pass, and I know we're preaching to the choir here, but if you've got a D next to your name, you can say anything, you can do anything. And my fear as we get closer and closer to the warm weather is how many mostly peaceful protests should we expect from this nonsense?
Yeah, and possibly fiery.
Yeah, fiery, right.
And mostly peaceful. How about Maxine Waters comes racing back to the front of my mind when she yelled and screamed like a lunatic about get in their face. If they're at a restaurant, you get in their face. You don't give them any peace. You don't let them sleep. They're out of control. They're the dangerous ones. They conflate and they accuse us of being guilty of what they are guilty
of. And, of course, Obama, just the day before yesterday, calling for people to get out, march in the streets. And this guy, it's just a good reminder, Obama was a professional community organizer. So this is what he did for a living. And it is, I think it's going to be a long, hot, violent summer here in America, guys.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And don't forget, while we're talking about the Supreme Court, wasn't that long ago, Chuck Schumer standing in front of the Supreme Court making threats? Nothing ever came of that. Of course, he misspoke when he said whatever it was that he said. And it's always the free pass that way. And I think the rest of us have to be very, very concerned about what's going to happen this summer.
Guys,
how do you misspeak when you say Gorsuch and Kavanaugh by name and telling them the whirlwinds are going to take them out?
Ferrari. I mean, these things get mixed up.
Ferrari. All right. Hey, guys, we have a big industry event coming up. And I'm heading up to New York for the big Talkers Convention. Our good buddy Tim Van Horn, who hosts the morning show, we're bringing him up to New York. Harry, you're going to be there. Jeff, you're going to be making plans.
We're going to be there.
I'm booked, and I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be, for me, it's been a while since I've been to one of these, but boy, I am so excited about seeing longtime friends, old-time friends. I think it's just going to be a great, great time.
And guys, today Talkers released some of the speakers, and to the Todd Starnes universe, these three people on your show right now, including you, Todd, 3% of the top 100 talk radio hosts in America were all presenters at Talkers New York. You better believe we're going to be there.
So we're in highfalutin company is what you're saying here.
Yes, sir. We are.
That's right.
And more important, I think my topic is how do you deal with these talk hosts who want to try to get on your radio station? That's as the owner of the station.
We're going to leave that to you, Todd.
I love it. All right. Well, Harry and Jeff, we're going to have a lot of fun, and we'll see you guys up in New York here in a couple of weeks now. And always appreciate y'all coming on the show.
Great to be on your show, Todd. Great to hear you, Jeff.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Harry. Bye-bye.
Jeff Katz and Harry Hurley, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're doing a big convention, a Talkers Convention in New York in just a couple of weeks. And we'll be telling you more about that in the coming days. Hey, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the phones. Doug from Illinois on the line. Doug, what's happening in the land of Lincoln?
Yeah, hey, I'm actually driving in Iowa, but we're loving life up here in the north where it's 54 degrees and raining.
My condolences there. All right. Doug, what's up?
Well, quick thing, the top of the noon hour, I greatly appreciate you playing that with the Star Spangled Banner. I drive truck for FedEx Freight, and every day at noon, I've got my hand over my heart and belting out the Star Spangled Banner, but of course with the windows up so the cows aren't dropping dead out in the field listening to me, but But I do greatly appreciate you you playing that every day. That's pretty cool.
Well, you're kind to say that. And we do, just to let our listeners know, on KWAM, which is our flagship station, every day at noon, the station stops what it's doing, and we play the national anthem. It's performed by a wonderful a cappella group of teenagers from Briarcrest Christian School called One Voice, and they do a great job. All right, Doug, what's
phenomenal.
Going on?
Phenomenal. Well, talking with the abortion 3 years ago, I got a sister 3 years younger than me and 21 years old, got pregnant, and she was a party girl, and I knew what was going to happen. She was going to she ended up having twins. She was going to have these kids, and she was going to keep doing her thing, and my mom was going to raise them. And I was away from home in the Marine Corps, and so I never voiced my opinion, but I just knew in my heart she should have an abortion. It would be the best thing for everybody. And crap, she had the kids and couldn't have proved me more wrong. I'm sorry. She was and is a phenomenal mother. At one point she was working three jobs just to raise her family. And
you know,
she literally could not have. Go ahead.
Doug, when it comes down to it, and the computer is going to cut us off here, but I can just hear the emotion and the compassion and the passion in your voice. And I think those are the stories that people need to hear, and they need to understand that, you know, we're not dealing with little globs of cells. We're dealing with life. We're dealing with God's creation here. And I think that's why that tugs at our heartstrings. And Doug, thank you for sharing that. I suspect there are many other stories like that around America. And we're happy to share those stories with you, because this really is the heart of the issue. We'll be right back, America.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. We told you last week, get ready for some more videos to come out surrounding Madison Cawthorn, and we have the story up on our website. I will say this: we have decided, and I made an editorial judgment. So, if anybody wants to complain about this, you can direct your complaints to yours truly. But I decided I didn't want that video on my website. So we have a story up, and we provided a link. So if you want to see the video, you can see the video. But we're not going to platform that video on ToddStearns.com. The name of the story: Butt Naked Congressman Admits Humping Friend in Graphic Video. I guess we should throw in male friend. So Butt Naked Congressman Admits Humping Male Friend in Graphic Video. It's going to get worse, probably more stuff coming out, and the people of North Carolina, I suspect, are going to have a very clear-cut choice in who to support in the Republican primary. One of those individuals, and a person I actually have endorsed, is Michelle Woodhouse. She is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Michelle, good to have you back on the program today.
Todd, thank you so much for having me.
And I never thought I would see the words butt naked or humping on my website. And I dare I say that many of the people in your congressional district never thought those words would be associated with their congressman.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I think we're in a situation here now, as we talked about last week when we were together before this even broke and some other things that have broken on Congressman Cawthorn, even over the course of the last few days since we've been together, that the voters of Western North Carolina have grown tired of the antics and the salacious headlines, and they're ready for a serious legislator, a strong conservative, someone who is true to their faith-based principles to serve them in Washington, D.C., and take care of the things that need to be taken care of here on the ground in Western North Carolina. And Congressman Cawthorn has just proven he's unelectable and really not up to the job that needs to be done.
Now, Michelle, I want to set the stage here because I just feel as though Cawthorn has done you wrong personally. You had been the longtime chairperson of the GOP there in that area. He decided to run in a different congressional district. So you decided, you know what, this is an opportunity. I'm not going to take on another Republican, but I'm going to jump into the race here. And then he decides to come back and jump back into the original district race.
Yes. Yeah. And he had asked me to run in his stead when he left to run in Charlotte. Madison asked me to run, actually presented my name to President Trump as the America First candidate to support here in the Mountain Region. We had a different number then, but, you know, that's where this all started. And then when Congressman Cawthorn decided to come back after the maps were finalized and that district that he had jumped into was gone for a Republican, when he decided to come back into the race, you know, we stayed in not only because we really felt that we had been called to run in this race by so many great patriots, but we were receiving calls from Washington, D.C. We were receiving calls from all over this congressional district urging us to stay in the race. And that was probably about 15 or 20 headlines ago with Congressman Cawthorn. It's hard to keep up with all of them.
What's been the reaction among the people who live in that district? Because this is not outside of Asheville, and Asheville is still a small enough city where it feels country and there are values, common values, good church-going people. What's been their reaction to these videos that have been coming out?
Well, you know, I think that the reaction is continuing with between the knives and the guns and the, you know, the cocaine and orgy comments and the videos and the revoked driver's license and the court dates and all of those things with Congressman Cawthorn. What we hear on the ground every day from constituents here is enough, enough. And when we put those salacious headlines and videos and all of those things to the side, Todd, and we really look at the job he was elected to do, which was to go to Washington, D.C., serve the people of Western North Carolina, have constituent services here on the ground to serve the people of Western North Carolina. He has failed miserably in both of those aspects of his job, which is why we are in this race as the Strong America First conservative who will do the work that needs to be done to serve the people here in Western North Carolina.
And again, if this behavior is happening in his private life, that's his own business. But the reality is he made some pretty salacious, unfounded accusations, accusing his own colleagues of engaging in this behavior, when in fact he was the one that was engaging in a lot of this behavior.
Well, and absolutely. And I think those comments and then the subsequent meeting with Leader McCarthy and Whip Scalise and Congressman Johnson, you know, I completely agree with Leader McCarthy's recommendation to Madison at that time, and I think it rings even truer now that Congressman Cawthorn needs to take time to take care of himself and to get his head on straight and to figure out what's happening with him. You know, when we see these headlines and you know, this video and the stories around it and all the other stories, it does not, as someone running against him in this race, I'm not happy to see these because it's bad for North Carolina. It's bad for Western North Carolina, and it's bad for Congressman Cawthorn, and he needs to, I really believe, take the time now, you know, step out of the race and get his life together. And he's a young guy. He's 26 years old. Take the time he needs. America loves a great comeback story, and go sort out the things that are happening in his life. Because what we have in this race right now is we have Madison with the salacious headlines, not actually serving in his role as congressman in addition to that. And then we have Senator Tom Tillis, who is working on an amnesty bill with Dick Durbin, the most liberal member of the Senate, during the worst illegal immigration crisis in our country. So Senator Tillis is drafting that legislation while his PAC is dropping $600,000 into this race to try to buy the seat for the left wing of our Republican Party in a relatively moderate senator. So Tillis is trying to buy the seat. We've got Madison, you know, imploding on the other end. And what we're doing is we are running a campaign that is bringing people over to us in droves because they see Michelle Woodhouse is the candidate who will stay true to the conservative principles of this party and go there and serve them with honor and distinction.
Michelle, have you personally spoken to Madison? Has leadership, Republican leadership there in North Carolina in the district reached out to him?
I have not spoken to Madison. The last time I saw him was well over a month ago at a forum. My understanding is that he has gone on a media blackout as far as reaching out or responding to any reporters.
Well, that's let me jump in here, and I can confirm that because we've been inviting him to come on the program for weeks now just to give him a platform to explain all of this, and they keep turning us down, radio silence.
Yes, and that's what we're hearing from local reporters as well. We don't anticipate seeing Congressman Cawthorn until after the primary. I think his approach is just hope that he can get to 30% plus one. But, you know, Todd, as we have talked about before, and I hear it every single day on the ground here in Western North Carolina, if Congressman Cawthorn wins this primary, Western North Carolina will lose the congressional seat in 22. We will lose to a very liberal, Asheville-based squad member Democrat who is Marxist in her beliefs, socialist in her voting here as a county commissioner. And that's what will happen. Congressman Cawthorn will cost Western North Carolina a Republican seat in a year when Republicans will be winning across this country. He and his behavior and his decision making, if he were to come out of this primary, will cost us a seat.
So it's that serious of a situation.
It really is. And you know, we're really at a crossroads here. The voters of Western North Carolina, the Republicans and the unaffiliated who vote conservative, have a very clear choice in this primary. Madison Cawthorn, who will lose us the seat in November. Chuck Edwards, who is being bought by Tom Tillis, who will be a centrist, moderate, Adam Kinzinger-type member of Congress. And me, Michelle Woodhouse, who will be the America First fighter that we need in Washington, D.C., fighting for the people of Western North Carolina.
All right. Well, based on what's coming out, I would say it's best that nobody see anything else from Madison Cawthorn. So,
yeah, absolutely.
My goodness gracious. All right. Michelle, we appreciate you coming on the program. This is important. We've got a lot at stake nationally, and that's why every single congressional district matters, especially those that should be safe Republican district. So, Michelle, good luck to you. Folks, we've got links to Michelle's campaign page over on our live show blog. Michelle, we'll get you back on soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your endorsement and support. It means the world.
All right. You got it. Michelle Woodhouse, can you believe? I really do feel bad for her because she is a Trump candidate. She is an America First candidate. She served the GOP for a number of years and done so with distinction. Cawthorn leaves to go. He had his eye on a bigger prize. Turns out that fell apart. He endorses her for the race, and then he comes back and he jumps back into the race. It's just not right. And again, he's got a lot he's got to get figured out. So we're going to pay very close attention to that race and many others around the country. We got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Can I tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile? They are mobilizing for freedom. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative and Christian wireless carrier. They have some incredible plans, broad nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use, and they've got a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big or small. And if you're a veteran or first responder, guess what? They're going to hook you up with an even bigger discount. Now, this is very easy. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. And use my promo code Todd. You're going to get special discounts, free premier activation. You can also call their toll-free number, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Yeah.
get older, we start to notice our parents could use a little help. Help with grocery shopping, getting to appointments, and just keeping up with things around the house. For the times when we can't be there, Care.com makes it easy to find senior caregivers who live nearby and know just how to help. And since all caregivers at Care.com are background checked, you can be confident that your mom or dad is getting support from someone you can trust. Find senior caregivers for your parents at Care.com.
All right, great American, beautiful people, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. This is Cinco de Mayo. Grace, are you doing tacos today? Have you decided?
I'm actually having fish for dinner. I didn't even think about it.
Is it in a taco?
No.
That's all you got to do is get like a taco
shell.
Fish
tacos.
That's right. Get a fish stick and Mrs. Paul's.
No. Fresh mahi-mahi.
All right. Why would you do that?
There's
nothing wrong with it. You get a fish stick and get some store-bought salsa.
What's in a fish stick exactly?
Fish and breading and delicious tartar sauce. Mm-hmm. And really, the only reason to eat a fish stick is because you get to dip it in the tartar sauce.
True.
I'm just telling you.
I feel that way about popcorn shrimp, and I love shrimp, but you got to dip it in the cocktail sauce.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to do that. I love the Red Lobster, though. Uncle Walt's.
Lobster.
Forget lobster. It's Uncle Walt's. The shrimp. Oh, it's great.
Oh, I was going to say
the
rolls.
And the cheddar biscuits.
Yeah, the biscuits.
But whatever you do, don't tell Ray Richardson from WLOB that you love Red Lobster.
I know.
You know.
Listen, I told him.
That's not lobster.
I'm coming up to his neck in the woods later this year, so you better take me out for some lobster.
Wait, you're going to Maine?
I think so.
When did I hear? All right, when did this news happen?
It's going to be the anniversary trip for me and Mr. Producer.
Oh, well, you've got to get in touch with Ray Richardson.
I've already texted.
Because they'll take you out to L.L. Bean's, and it's a great trip.
Yeah, he's got
to
show me where to go.
All right, yeah, very good. All right, and you know, the entire Maine audience is going to want to meet you.
I'm just going to show up at the airport. They'll be like,
Grace! Where's Marlo?
Lobster. Work on it. I'm working on lobster.
Lobster.
By the time I go, it'll be perfect.
Let me know how that works out. All right, National Day of Prayer, and I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. One of our staff members, our great staff members, David Sitton, is very involved in the National Day of Prayer. And David, I understand you're at Bellevue Baptist Church. How was the turnout today?
Well, it was decent. I wish the auditorium would have been full, but it was still a good turnout. Just left Bellevue, heading over to Shelby Farms Park, a large 4,500-acre inland park.
The largest urban park in America, David Sitton. We got to sell it. You got to sell that park.
Where the deer and the buffalo roam. It's
literally.
A great venue.
So David, people are coming out, and tell us a little bit about what you guys are praying for at the National Day of Prayer.
Well, today we had an hour. We had Governor Bill Lee, a Christian governor from the great state of Tennessee, that joined us for about 10 minutes. And basically we started off with the national anthem, and then we did a prayer of confession and repentance. We prayed for the military. We prayed for city and county first responders. We prayed for the media. So we prayed for you. We prayed that there'd be truth in the media. And prayed for businesses and the economy. We prayed for those in authority. We prayed for Washington because there's spiritual weakness in high places. We prayed for our executive and legislative branches. We prayed for the judicial branches of the Supreme Court. We prayed for the state governments. Also prayed for local governments, education, families, revival. We prayed for Ukraine this year, and we prayed for churches and pastors. So basically, we tried to cover everything that we could within an hour, and we need revival in our country.
Well, no doubt about that, and these kinds of gatherings are happening literally all over America, in big cities and small towns, and in public places as well as church houses. So David, round two, heading over to, I understand that for people in the Memphis area, you guys are going to be at Shelby Farms.
That's correct. We'll be out at Shelby Farms Park in the heart of Memphis from 2 to sunset. We may not see the sunset because we've got thunderstorms, but this happened last year, and at 5 o'clock after the storm passed through, we had blue skies and had a great evening. So don't let the weather
deter you from the Memphis Mid-South area.
Because, no, and I mean,
always sun above the clouds.
Well, true, and I mean, look at it this way, David. I mean, with the sprinkles, if there are any converts, you could just go Presbyterian and have them run through and get sprinkled, and boom, there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Grace, why is Grace looking? Grace, why, hold on, David. Why are you looking at me? Oh, you're a Presbyterian. Whoops. Sorry, David. Sorry about that, Grace. It was a Presbyterian joke. All right, David.
Yes, sir.
David Sinton, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry I got slightly distracted here, and I'll explain why in a moment. But, David, we're going to let you head over to the next National Day of Prayer gathering, and we appreciate the big update. And I didn't realize that Governor Lee was there. That's always exciting.
He came in via Zoom. It wasn't actually in person the last 3 years due to COVID. He just Zoomed in for 10 minutes, but it was up on the big screen, so it was almost like he was there with us.
There you go. All right, I love it. All right, David Sinton, ladies and gentlemen, from the staff of KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. David, thank you. And Grace Baker, you told me to look over, glance over at the screen, and why is the phrase kitty britches?
Well, my grandmother and great-grandmother always said, if you look outside and it's raining and you can see a patch of blue sky enough to make a pair of kitty britches, it's going to clear up.
Wait, what?
Yep. So next time you go to the lake, it's a really good example. You know, those summer storms roll in. But if you see a patch of blue enough for kitty britches, it's going to clear up. So keep that swimsuit on.
Cats don't wear pants. That makes no sense.
Well, Mickey Mouse wears pants.
Oh, Cawthorn clearly doesn't. Oh, too
oh,
soon.
Oh, you had to take it there.
Right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back, America. Pray for all of us.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
People, welcome back. Good to have you with us today on the Todd Stearns radio program. A new CNN poll. CNN, by the way, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. Always there with an opinion. CNN says most Americans have a dismal view of the U.S. economy. Not terribly surprised by that. As a matter of fact, I saw one poll where only 3% of Americans said the economy was great, and those people are probably illegal aliens who are currently being funded by the American taxpayers. Well, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always fun to have our good friend Jason Miller from Getter on the line. Jason, how's it going?
Todd, great to be with you. And boy, these numbers are just terrible for Joe Biden. And in addition to the CNN poll, there's also the Heartland Institute poll that came out showing that 61% of Americans think that Joe Biden should not run for reelection. These are pretty shocking numbers. It even shows in the head-to-head with President Trump that Trump would beat Biden 50 to 36. I mean, this is the time for Democrats, I think, to break glass, because this is an emergency.
No, it is an emergency, and even Tim Ryan, who's running for the Democrat nod there in Pennsylvania for the Senate, refused to say that he wanted Biden out on the campaign trail. I have to imagine Democrats are running away from him like the plague.
Well, they are, and the problem here is that Joe Biden went and created all these crises that we're facing. So whether it be the southern border, whether it be inflation, whether it be the conflict in Ukraine, whether it be anything, the cost of gas, all of these issues are things that were going great under President Trump, and then now under Biden, we have full-on crises. And the economic issue, though, is really the one that's going to be the big driver. And we're seeing it not just with the traditional, say, independents, but we've already seen over the last two presidential election cycles record numbers of African-American, Latino-American, Asian-American voters coming over to the Republican side. Those numbers are even increasing and becoming even more intense now under this first or going into the second year of Joe Biden's presidency. Whatever the traditional base has been viewed for the Democrats, I think we don't know just how low that floor is for the Democrats, because if their traditional voters are eroding this quickly, the bottom could truly fall out this fall.
And you look at what, and this is how the Democrats are going to try to play this, and it could almost be a repeat of the Bush, when George H.W. Bush ran for re-election and lost in spite of having success with the first Persian Gulf War. It was the economy. And you watch what's going to happen here, Jason. The Democrats are going to think this race is all about Roe v. Wade, but the average American is not going out and having an abortion, but they do go to the grocery store and they do go to the gas station, and that's ultimately going to be, I think, going to be their downfall. They're going to be focusing on the wrong issue.
No, I think you're exactly right. And I also want to point out, too, Joe Biden's comments about MAGA supporters being extremist, or MAGA supporters, and then what was it, ultra MAGA supporters, I think was his qualification, which I think I'd have to identify. Even my new pronoun is going to be MAGA. Maybe I'll just add that to my Getter bio. But I think Joe Biden's extremist comment is really his basket of deplorables misstep. And this really creates a further divide between Democrats and the working class people of this country, regardless of party or ideology. There is a certain looking down their nose towards the flyover country people.
Oh, you mean the smelly Walmart people, Jason? Remember that crack
exactly.
From it was Lisa Page and her paramour, Peter Strzok.
No, you're exactly right on that. And I think that where this is going is it's going to show Biden just being increasingly out of touch. And it's one thing to get it wrong on the policies, and maybe there's some aspect of popularity that still remains or exists. But I think the bottom is really going to fall out for Biden and the Democrats, especially as they're turning such a negative eye toward working people in this country.
Jason Miller is the CEO of Getter, Getter.com. And folks, you can follow me there, and you can also watch our show live on Getter. By the way, thank you for the nice graphic advertisement there. That was really nice.
Excellent. No, it's great. Absolutely. It's great to have you guys on here live streaming. I think it's so critical, so important. What you're doing, Todd, and getting your message out around to people around the country. And this is the thing with Getter. One of the things that really sets us apart is the fact that we're broadcasting now with our live streams, literally from 6, 7 in the morning all the way until 10 at night, with multiple shows every hour, on the hour. People such as yourself, people from around the world, the UK, Brazil, other voices that are out there. And the reason why this is going to be so important is we saw what big tech do in the run-up to 2020. As in the run-up to 2022, they're going to do the exact same thing. As more of the Roe v. Wade debate intensifies, as more issues come to light, whether it be, I'm sure there'll be more Hunter Biden news that comes up, it's critical that you have the ability to reach additional people out there. And I think with Getter, we're helping to do that.
Yes. I will say this, Jason, and I want to say something about our good buddy Jack Posobiec. I know that he broadcast in that noon hour as well. So if you feel led to shadow ban just, you know, during my time slot, I'm good with that. So it's
exactly. I think the Todd fans are pretty well built in. So I don't think your audience is going to be going anywhere. But this is great.
By the way, Jason, I wanted you to weigh in on Twitter, because, you know, and I know you're on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well. I prefer Getter. That's our main platform now. What I found fascinating about Twitter, all of these people are talking about how great it is now that Elon Musk has taken over. I don't think he's actually taken over just yet, has he?
Well, he hasn't. And if you go through and look at some of the information that came out today from the SEC filing, there's some really fascinating things that I don't think many people are paying attention to. The first is that this thing is so heavily leveraged to be able to go and essentially buy out Twitter and take it from being public to taking it private. Twitter's only brings in something in the neighborhood of like $547 million. Those are EBITDA dollars, so the earnings before interest and taxes and deductions and everything, and amortization and everything. So the real cash number is significantly lower than that. So let's say it's maybe at best, maybe it's half that. Maybe it's $250, $300 million. If the amount that they're having to leverage, that they're having to borrow to even put this deal together, it's not even profitable. So either a couple things happen. Either Musk has to be able to get this price significantly cheaper, or they have to find a way to juice up Twitter's earnings by literally 50, maybe 100%, maybe even literally double what they're currently earning for this to make any financial sense. So I've never before seen this heavily leveraged of a buyout effort for a company where the economics don't even make sense. So I don't know if this thing ultimately is even going to go through.
Fascinating. So all these people talking about how great the all-new Twitter is, nothing's really changed that much just yet. So, you know, people need to understand that.
And people are getting kicked off left and right.
That's right. Including Mike Lindell, by the way.
Mike Lindell, Truth to Vote, a whole host of other people. Obviously saw the Truth to Vote folks last night at the Dinesh D'Souza 2000 Mules premiere here in Palm Beach. But the other thing, too, is keep in mind, even if Musk is able to keep this deal alive, if they go and restructure it or find a way to do it, the quickest possible way he actually takes charge is maybe 6 months, 7, 8, 9 months, somewhere in that time frame. That's even before any of the changes happen. Why is this significant? That's after the midterms. And so even if all these things magically happen, it's a ways away. And I'll tell you, Todd, I think the litmus test is whether or not Twitter invites President Trump to join. If they don't invite President Trump to come back to Twitter, all the other supposed changes are window dressing. Wow. The only meaningful change to send the message, the litmus test, is does Twitter invite President Trump to come back?
And that is the million-dollar question. Jason, we're going to leave it there. And congratulations. What a great job you guys have done and continue to do at Getter. And it's fun to see our platform grow there. And I think it's going to be tremendous moving forward.
Thank you, sir. We're 5.5 million users strong and continue to grow.
All right. Wow. All right. Jason Miller, everybody. If you don't have a Getter account, get one now. I'm at Todd Starnes, and you'll be able to find me and watch the show live on Getter. All right. Before we go to break, I want to go to the phones. We have a great special guest on from one of our awesome affiliates in the Midwest from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. KWON K1, Kevin Potter's on the line. Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Going good, Todd. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing well. And Kevin, we always love hearing from your great listeners out there in the heartland.
You know, Todd, but one of the things I want to talk about, these Democrats and the left, they're just giddy over what's happening at the Supreme Court. They think that's going to help the election. They think it's going to. But all we got to do is go back to Bill Clinton, the great Bill Clinton, and what he said. It's the economy, stupid. That's all it is. That's all it is. And these people don't get it. They don't get it. And let me tell you one more thing. I believe this with all my heart. I believe in 2016, when Donald Trump was elected on the election, right, I looked at my wife and I said, there's only one way Donald Trump can be elected. God literally placed his finger on God, on Donald Trump, and elected him. And I believe it was for this time and place is what it's for, right, what's happening today.
Kevin, I'm curious about the listeners in your area. What are they telling you? What are the concerns on their minds? Because there are so many things we could go with here.
Well, inflation is one thing. Of course, we're in an energy state. And the and high energy prices are good for our state, but we've seen this movie before, and we know what happens. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, you can't sustain this very long, and they know that right now. They know that this is not sustainable very long. We can't continue on down this path. $5.15 diesel is not going to work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for the energy companies. It doesn't work for the consumer because they're going to quit using it eventually. And so that's not good. You understand that it's a supply and demand thing. So the people around here get it. They get it. But what Joe Biden is doing, for him to say that he's reducing the deficit? What? I don't know what movie he's watching, but he's not reducing any deficits.
Kevin, what you are saying, I am hearing repeated all over this country, and I'm with you. Going back to the 1990s, it's the economy stupid, and I think this is going to be a huge, huge victory for Republicans in the midterms.
Look, we live in the reddest state in the Union, Oklahoma. I live in the reddest county in the reddest state, and it's very conservative here. We're conservative we're physically conservative, we're socially conservative, and everything that's happening around us, people are, they're not scared, but they're concerned. You understand? I mean, this is not, we can't sustain this way. We can't do it.
No, we can't. We can't.
And so that's why, I mean, I live in the greatest place there is. Of course, everybody thinks that, but I do. I mean, gosh, our legislator and governor are signing bills every week about abortion. Every week, we're signing a new bill restricting abortion more and more and more. And so that, to me, I mean, I'm proud to live here. I'm very proud to live here and to do what we're doing in this state. And the governor's done a great job, and, you know, they're attacking him right and left. It's an election year for him, but they're not, I mean, I don't know what they're thinking they're going to do. But
Kevin, I hate to do this, but business works. We got to pay some bills around here.
The money now, so let's pay some bills. But anyway, thank you, Todd.
Kevin, God bless you, and thanks to all the great folks at K1 KWON in Oklahoma. Great affiliate. I just want to say, before we go to break here, we have the best affiliates, the best radio station affiliates in all of America, and we love all you guys. All right, that being said, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, I'm reading a story here from ToddStearns.com. Gina McCarthy, she is President Biden's climate czarette, I suppose. So she is declaring war on your appliances. I want you to hear what Gina McCarthy had to say at Tufts College the other day.
We have solutions that can deliver. We're actually going to do.
Not sure what happened there, but anyway, Gina McCarthy goes on to say that she has already so far this year implemented 100 rules regulating your appliances. In other words, if this is all part of AOC's Green New Deal. All right, let's go back. I think we've got it figured out.
We have solutions that can deliver. We're actually going to do 100 rules this year alone on appliances. Just like you asked, we are developing partnerships on how we work together for new building standards, even for sustainable airlines. Who'd have thunk that they'd be all in, but they better be or they're going to be out of here.
We're going to bust some kneecaps. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, that's Gina McCarthy right there. Very manly woman. And her voice and her manner is, she says you're going to bust some kneecaps. So anyway, McCarthy is out there, and she's leading the charge on the Green New Deal. But they're coming into your home now. So if these and she is going back to 2015. She was the EPA administrator under Barack Hussein Obama, and she declared war on refrigerators and dryers back in 2015. So now she's going after your kitchen appliances. If this lady has her way, if the Biden administration has their way, you're going to be washing clothes like they did back during the Waltons' time, like on a scrub, on a washboard. Anybody remember those days? You're not going to be able to throw your clothes into a dryer. You're going to have to put them on a clothesline in the backyard.
What is a clothesline? What's a washboard?
So a washboard, it kind of looks like a grater. You know,
like a cheese grater?
Like a cheese grater, but you wash clothes with it.
Sorry, it's a little, my time.
That's far beyond my time.
Oh, wow. Must be really old then.
Grace, you're on a thin line right now.
I'll just see myself out.
A very thin line. So Grace, but it gets worse. So they're also going to go after dishwashers, which means you're going to have to wash your plates by hand.
That'll mess up my nails.
So here's where we are. I mean, this is the reality of AOC's Green New Deal. A woman who, by the way, did not even know what a functioning garbage disposal was.
So her reality is farting cows and washboards.
Got to get rid of the cheeseburgers. Got to get rid of the airplanes. Got to get rid of your dishwasher, your garbage disposal. And I want you people to understand, what has this administration done to America? In not even 4 years, the border's been overrun, inflation 40-year high, gas prices out the wazoo, you can't buy stuff at the grocery store, and now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have an outbreak of dishpan hands. This is where we are in America. All right, look, it's been a great show. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Invite your friends and neighbors to hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern. We do it every single day. In the meantime, ToddStearns.com. We'll be hanging out there for the rest of the day. Be good, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.